Hey guys, Jonathan Sawyer here, chef owner of the Greenhouse Tavern and Restaurant Trentina, talking to you about all things Cleveland and the great food we have here at the tavern. Our mission statement is really simple, you know, to compel the world to love and eat with us. I think the new Browns renovations are astounding, and I think the way that the organization's going with Alec and that super young, motivated, hyper-intelligent team that's there, I mean, it's only going up from here. If anyone attended games last year, especially in that beginning, it was undeniable the energy that was in there has never been there before. Every game that I've ever seen has not had the energy that the new stadium has. And I think it's emblematic of New Cleveland. And I think when we had the opportunity to open two more stands, you know, to be on both end zones and on both 50s, it was super exciting. And on the main concourse, we thought the best fit is this sausage and peppers. It's a mashup of sort of culinary traditions around the world interpreted through sausages. So we have, you know, a Mexican style one, we have an Italian one, we have a French one, and I think that they're really ground level, you know, understandable, affordable sausages. But the beauty of it is that we're using pork that's antibiotic free, hormone free, and within a couple hundred miles of the stadium itself. So it's really a win-win for everybody. Our thought process was really, what do we enjoy when we watch games? You know, when we're watching the Cleveland Football Browns, what's like top three things we have to have? You know, we're talking about, you know, fish and chips, properly cooked pommes frites, maple syrup from Ohio on top of glazed donuts, you know, draft beer that's phenomenal. And we just sort of took that idea, interpreted through the Greenhouse Tavern's eye, and planted it right on the club level with the Browns. I mean, I think we're seeing the effect of the entire food system of America changing. And as we're starting to see chains mimic chefs and restaurateurs, and we're starting to see stadiums serve antibiotic-free, hormone-free pork as opposed to old hot dogs and potato chips fried in hydrogenized oil, you know, all those bad options that we grew up and we thought were good because of nostalgia, that's not necessarily going to be the future. And I think it's really exciting to see stadiums reacting as fast as they are.